Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre for AM Best TV. I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Martin Burke, CEO of MS Amlin. Martin, it's good to see you. Welcome.
Good morning, Richard. Very nice to be on here. Thank you.
So we're, I guess, at the midpoint of the Rendezvous in many ways. Are we any clearer where we are in the reinsurance cycle?
I feel like that is a fairly clear point. But I suppose what I would say is that there's really a lot more than the sort of quantitative approach to trying to figure out where we are in the cycle. So you know, there's the macro story of more capital coming into the market, and that's going to have some inevitable economic effects in terms of driving higher supply, and maybe that sort of is more than enough to meet demand. But the way I think about it is, I suppose the point in the cycle, there's really almost like a qualitative element to it as well. And at this point, I feel like the cycle is really switching to a focus on sort of service and the way reinsurers respond to their clients. So that's what we're tuned into in this conference.
So I guess reinsurers are always talking about the importance of building relationships with their clients. How easy is it to build relationships when the cycle is turning?
Well, that's a very good question. So I suppose in tune with that, our focus has definitely been on building partnerships with our clients. And I suppose part of what we're doing there is we're reminding them of certain things. So what you're buying is a promise to pay claims at the right point. So actually emphasizing our claims payment ability and our outstanding service actually as a claims proposition, reinsurance and insurance, is really something that we have tried to emphasize with clients. We've built a really nice proposition around that. We have a really dedicated, experienced claims team. They've got five major tenets of how they focus on claims. And that's about being transparent, responsive, understanding to the client, solution-driven and technically excellent. And really sort of emphasizing all of those things comes back to why we're here for the client, because it is that promise to pay. And when they need us, that's the service that we're here to provide.
So tell us about some of the opportunities that the current conditions offer.
Yes. So in terms of the opportunities, I would say it's really been about considering sort of wider participations and again being sort of really relevant to your clients. That I think seems to be sort of welcomed by a lot of our clients. So we do appreciate the opportunity to sort of build out those relationships. It isn't just about sort of looking at the existing book and then sort of turning that over to the following year. We're actually just looking about how we can broaden that out, and where they have additional needs, whether that's additional capacity that they need, or indeed sort of needs on wider lines of business, if it's into sort of specialty lines compared to say property or casualty, then we're absolutely here because we've got the skills and abilities to sort of fit across all those verticals.
So you mentioned that the spread of lines there, is there divergence in the way that those lines are performing at the moment?
There's always some microcycles going on across any set of insurance lines. So, and that's absolutely true for all the reinsurance areas. You have got the uncertainty in the market as to how some of the claims relating to aviation business actually plays out. So that's quite a big uncertainty in that sort of space, that specialty space. In the property treaty space, I think there's quite a different activity going on. That's where you probably have more of the capacity coming in, so there's a slightly different emphasis on the cycle there. And indeed, I think everyone's feeling relatively much better about how we've all weathered the first half of the year and the wildfires in California. So the sort of combination of capacity and actually performance of the market, I think, means that you have got a sort of firmer cycle impacting that property treaty side.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
I guess things can change quite quickly, but here we are halfway through Monte Carlo Rendezvous. Do you get a sense that there's a general optimistic mood here?
I feel like there is a sort of a positive tone. I suppose we're halfway through the rendezvous. We're halfway through the North Atlantic Urchin season.
That's the crucial.
But of course, earthquake season is all year long, and there's been a lot of sort of risk in the world this year. You know, wildfires and other things are absolutely examples of that. But nonetheless, I guess it sort of feels like there's quite a lot to play for towards the end of the year, and most conversations almost have two sides to them because there's a sort of if this happens in the next sort of 3 months, then maybe this is the style of conversation we're having, and then if the opposite happens, it could be completely different. So I suppose it sort of does feel like it's more about discussing potential tactics, but not really picking a particular avenue yet. I think we're all agreeing on the type of playbook that's going to be there for year end.
One final question, if I may, Martin. Is there one thing that is being missed today that is going to be more important in the future?
Well, so I suppose that's maybe the question lots of people ask, because you know, in my sort of 27, 28 years in the industry, it does feel like there's always been sort of surprising events from time to time. So I suppose the best way I feel and that we take to prepare for that is it's really about understanding your aggregations. So it's about understanding where you've made your plays and what risk you're taking, but also maybe the opportunities that you've left on the table or that feel like you've left on the table. So I was discussing this with a colleague of mine the other day, and he brought up a quote from Miles Davis. I think it was something like, it's not just about the notes you play, but the notes you don't play. And really, that to me speaks to how, when you're looking at your aggregations, you have to be comfortable with your stance in the end. And it really is worth going down to brass tacks of, you know, what does this all add up to? Am I comfortable with that number? Don't maybe rely, so use, but don't rely on stochastic views of risk, because the point about that is that you can lose sight of what is underlying and start looking at the overlying model. And then that sort of represents your risk, and all of a sudden the number gets smaller and you don't think about it as much. But trust me, I do think about our aggregations all the time. That's definitely at the heart of our business. So that's what I would say.
Martin, that's tremendous. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Richard. It's a pleasure.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.